Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. It's the 21st of November 2012, which means it's day 21 of Audio Mo. The day seems to have overlapped a little bit today. Yesterday I was talking about the Coates Park Industrial Estate, and today I've been trying to learn about a toxic waste dump in the area. And I've been getting sidetracked. I've been working as well, so I've been trying to, in the little downtime that I've had today, trying to learn about both subjects really. And I was awake until really late again last night. I was browsing old maps. In yesterday's boo, I said that I'd seen a map from the 1970s. And I managed to find a great site called, I think it's old-maps.co.uk. And you can enter a location or enter a town name or a coordinate, and you can find a library of all the maps through the years. You can get a little bit of a preview, but you can also buy them as well. I've just been looking at the previews. And I was looking at the preview for the Coates Park Industrial Estate and trying to trace it back as far as I can. I think the earliest map that I could see was from 1890, and the Coates Park Colliery was in full swing then. And just over the back of where I work, there is the ponds, the Pennytown Ponds. And at the time, in 1890, there was a railway linking the colliery itself. And the line ran down the side of the ponds and linked up with the main line further down. And then I fast forward again to around about 1900, and the railway had gone. But another railway had appeared in the top left of the preview of the map, which is now the course of another road, which I've just driven along. And then I fast forward a little bit more, and surrounding the mine itself, it's just all fields. It's an old farm building, and I'm not quite sure when the mine itself started. Obviously, I've only been back to 1890, like I say, and it's just all fields surrounding the mine. And it was great to see the way it's changed over the years. Obviously, it's just a representation in map form. But I could just imagine how different it must have been then before the industry arrived. Obviously, you've got the mine, but the industry that's there now, or the factory units, and we've got some big names on that industrial estate, like Pilkington Glass, and I'm trying to think of more names that you might know. There is more, but I'll leave it at Pilkington for now. And there's a massive NHS distribution place on there. And as I fast forward in time, I went to the 1940s. And as I said in the boo yesterday, the site where the factory that I work now, you can see at that time, the whole area was being open cast. The mine itself, the workings of the mine had disappeared. The mine shaft itself had been blocked up. And then the whole area is being open cast. And then I fast forward again to 1970, and the first lot of industrial units start to arrive. And then I went forward to 1990, and it's pretty much as it is now. But it was great to focus on one particular place, one particular feature, the Pennytown Ponds, and just see how life has changed around it over the last 100 or so years. And my mission is to keep going and see if I can trace it further back. Obviously, I'm going to need to go to the library, I think, now, to the local library, and see if I can find some more maps or some literature about it, because there seems to be nothing on the internet. But hopefully, if I start blogging about this, then I'm going to create some literature myself. Which obviously means I've got to get my facts right before I start writing it down. But like I say, it's great to see, and I've managed to find some useful documents on the local council website about the ponds themselves and how they're managed nowadays. And it really did get me thinking. I was lay awake for quite some time last night, just thinking, what must it have been like to stand on the site of where I work every day, or not every day, thankfully, but where I work, and wind the clock back around about 200 years, just to see what it must have been like. And you know what? Looking at the maps from the 1890s, it was all fields. And it got me thinking, how beautiful must have the surroundings been before the industry arrived? I'm just rambling on, really, but I don't know. I felt quite sad, really. I felt quite sad that this place is now industrialised and what was once all fields and a farm. And it made me feel quite sad that it's all now gone and this new monster is there. Okay, so that'll do for now, and I'll speak to you all again soon.